Hey guys, what's going on? This is your buddy Dagan, and you know, today I'm excited for a couple reasons. The first reason is this is totally an experimental conversation. This is a first time ever experience, because right now I'm sitting in my brand new Lexus and I'm comfortably hanging out, enjoying my day, because sometimes in the home business industry, when you work from home, you need a change of scenery. So this week, I've decided to work from Starbucks, do a coffee shop style, and I figured instead of going all the way home, why not just sit comfortably in my car and have a good conversation with someone that I'm incredibly proud of, and I think someone that you're going to get a ton of value from. And let me just share this so we get a little bit of, you get an understanding of what we're about to get into, is we're going to talk to one of my students that I'm just flabbergasted by his results, how quickly he's created those results. Right now, he's doing, on average, anywhere between $10,000 and $11,000 per day in his business online. $10,000 to $11,000 in revenue per day in his business. Just imagine how your life would change if that was happening for you. I mean, whatever bills you have, I think they'd be mostly paid in half of a day, and then you'd have 29 and a half other days worth of profit to really go out and live the lifestyle that you want to live. And I've just seen Shakir just absolutely just he's an amazing individual, and I've just seen him grow so fast, so fearlessly, that I wanted to get him on the line so that he could share what he's done to really build that business. Not just technically where the traffic's coming from. Of course, we're going to talk about, you know, where he's finding the eyeballs that are creating this sort of revenue. But also, what are the things that he's doing in his business? How did he start from scratch and get to this level? And really, he did it quickly. And we're really going to cover how to do this, if you can allow your mind to expand to this, within 12 months. And we're also going to dig into his mindset. So this is a new pinnacle of success in his business. Every time Shakir sends me an email and updates me on where he is in his business, I just get this, like, warm feeling, and a smile comes across my face, and I'm just so proud and so excited just to get a chance to dig in and see what he's doing, because he's got some of the best marketing and entrepreneurial instincts of anyone that I've met. So what I want you to do is just, you know, sit back, get comfortable, relax, focus, and just follow along with us, because you're going to learn some things that the average person doesn't know clearly, and these are going to lead to you really taking your business to the next level. It's my job in talking to Shaq here to basically pull out every single iota of what he's doing that can be transferable so that you can take it to your business. And I'll tell you right out of the gate here before I turn it over to Shaq and get this conversation started, I had a conversation with him where he's decided and he's said that he'll actually do a webinar and share in a one-time fashion everything that we talk about here today. So suck it all in here and get ready to see it live as well. We'll get more into the details of what he's going to share, how he's going to share that as we proceed. But, man, oh, man, you're in for quite a treat right now. So, Shaq, welcome to the stage. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in London, Dagan. I've just got back from Sydney, Australia, and then just before that I was in Turkey, actually, just in the last 30 days or so. So it's been a fun trip. I'm back in London now.
So you've been a traveling fool, man. Yeah, every time we converse or I look on Facebook, you're like in Singapore, Malaysia, Turkey. You live in London. As you guys can hear right here, if you're listening to the audio version, I'm definitely in the car because we just had an ambulance go by. But Jack, tell me about that lifestyle, man, because what's it like to be able to just on a drop of a dime pick up and go anywhere you want in the world?
Yeah, I mean, just before I get to that, man, I want to say a huge thanks to you. And as you know, dude, I always send you personal PMs and messages and about, you know, how grateful I am for all the teachings that I've learned from you from a young age. You know, right now I'm 24 and I get to live this amazing, unreal lifestyle. And, you know, I remember when I got started in the beginning, you know, it was guys like yourself and a few other industry leaders that really paved a path and gave me that hope and created that burning desire from within me to go out and really believe, help me believe in myself that I too can do this. And so you ask, you know, how does it feel? Most days I just wake up and I just pinch myself, really, because, you know, it's, I just actually bought a little car. I bought my first ever car just last week. It's a fancy red Range Rover. I'm still learning how to drive, but it's one of those things. I mean, it's my first car. I'm not really a materialistic guy. I value experiences more than buying material things, although there's nothing wrong with material things. So, you know, just every single day, man, I just wake up and it's just unreal. Some of the stuff that I do, you know, whether it's an email campaign, I'll write to my list or I'll generate traffic. It's really like creating wealth and money out of thin air. And I guess, you know, once you start making a you know, everyone's got their own number. But once you start making, you know, your first $10,000 and $50,000 and $100,000 plus in a single month, you get to operate from a high level of creative thinking, which is actually your highest leverage activity you can do in business and in life anyway. But you start operating from a very different mindset, because now you don't need the money. Does that make sense, Dagan?
Yeah.
Like, so you're not operating from a place of need and desperation and, damn, I got to pay the bills and I got to do this and I need to do this. It's just, you know, whatever you want to create, you go out and create. And that's one of the, like, biggest things that I've realized. Generating an enormous amount of income online allows me not to just travel around the world and, you know, eat at the most finest restaurants without ever having to worry about how much the food costs or any of those kind of small worries which I used to have back in the days. But really allows me to operate from a very high level of thinking, where I can just create value for other people. And at the end of the day, I think that's the biggest secret of wealth and success and just in life, you know, just creating value for other people. Just actually, Dagan, I don't know if I told you this, but just a few days ago, I actually just sent out an email to my list and I said, hey, you know, I'm looking for 50 subscribers from my list. Come along to this fancy posh hotel. I've booked a really nice, classy, big hotel room. And you guys, I'll pay for your food. I'll pay for everything. And for the next 4 to 5 hours, you guys can pick my brains and I'll present some amazing, amazing content. And I didn't even pitch a single thing. I just gave value. And it was just an amazing thing just to see, you know, over 50 of my subscribers come in and meet me personally. It was amazing. And that's just one of the things that I guess I like to do now that, you know, I've achieved a significant level of success to most people's standards.
Awesome. Yeah, and I mean, I definitely want to spend some time getting into the mindset, how your mind works and your daily operations, and what are some of the things that you do that you think sets you apart from the person that you were before you began this journey. But before we get into that, I always like to give people, you know, a little bit of a feeling for what's to come. So what are a few of the things that you want to make sure that we dig into that folks really, really need to know if they want to achieve these sort of just lucrative and highly abundant days of success that just keep coming over and over again.
One of the things that I've mastered is not just getting traffic, but the art of converting cold leads into red hot raving buyers, where my buyers are loyal and they buy over and over again. And so I've got certain lists, subscribers, segments of subscribers, which I've averaged as much as $300 per subscriber. I mean, I don't know many people that can actually do that or that have done that.
That's extraordinary.
Yeah, I mean, I just a recent campaign, I've pulled in over $300,000 in sales just from a tiny list of 1,000 subscribers. So, I mean, I'm going to dig into a bit of that. I'm going to dig into what's really one of my flagship premier trainings, the MSOT formula, utilizing multiple sources of traffic. And I'm talking about the highest quality of traffic, not just any sort of traffic. Like I see a lot of people, you know, I'm not really against stuff like PPV and CPV or whatever, but I've kind of found what I'm really good at, and I've found what gets me the highest ROI. And at the end of the day, if I can spend an hour a day working and make as much as $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a day, you know, that's the kind of traffic stuff that I'm going to be talking about. So you guys are in for a treat. Every single thing that I do, I like to make sure that whether you're listening to this on an audio call or you're watching it on YouTube, or it doesn't matter where you're listening on to this call from, that you are better off than before after meeting me and after listening to what I have to say. Does that sound fair, Dagan?
That sounds like an amazing plan. So my marketing little buzz or whatever is going on in my head always gets excited when we start bringing up words like conversion. Traffic is literally like water to this industry. So if you don't know how to get it, then you can't even speak to conversion. So both of these topics are extremely important, and especially when they're supported by the fact that, you know, you're doing $300,000 a month in your business and you're sharing exactly what you're doing to get there. What I want to do, though, right now, Shaq, since we're at the beginning, is I want to step back and just think about a little bit about, you know, the guys that are listening in here, you know, where they might be, what things might be challenges to them, and really address some of that. I mean, you remember back when you were starting. What was your beginning like? What were some of your challenges? And what are some of the things, just from a mindset perspective, that you think are really key for a person to get past or install in themselves to start to really accelerate the growth of their business and the creation of their own wealth?
So, just before I tell you, you know, I'm super excited to be sharing all of this stuff, because it's kind of usually these kind of things are either discussed at very high level mastermind events. You know, I have my own $25,000 consulting program, and I'll share some of the stuff that I share with my highest level clients, and I'll share that actually with your subscribers, because I personally think that the stuff that I'm about to share with you guys is really going to be it's going to create that paradigm shift if you choose to have an open mind and listen to this conversation that me and Dagan are going to be having. So here's the thing, Dagan, you know, it's amazing that I'm making over $300,000 a month. At the age of 24, I get to travel around the world and all of this fancy stuff. And, you know, but here's the thing. Most people don't know where I've actually come from. So if I took you back in time, just a short 3 years ago, and I've actually been doing this marketing for, I think it's now 3.5 years. So from scratch, I never read a marketing book before 3.5 years ago. So put it that way. And I remember first when I got started, I would be bombarded with emails from all these spammy clickbank marketers and guys on Warrior Forum and just marketers with no integrity and just trying to sell me a different system every single day. I was just buried in debt. I remember I had a credit card from university days, and I'd basically buy a course from that credit card and then try and pay the minimum off from that credit card just so that I can save up to buy another course, because I literally thought the more courses I'd bought, the more success I'd have. And obviously that didn't work out, and at the end I was just overwhelmed, frustrated, confused, and I had 9 months of just you know, I guess overwhelm, and I was stuck in a state of analysis by paralysis, and I just wasn't moving anywhere. And my friends and family, they laughed in the beginning, and then, you know, it was really, I guess, I was in a very bad state where no one around me believed in me. I myself lost a lot of belief inside me You know, I started questioning my own self-esteem and if I was actually, can I do this? And I quickly realized that being an entrepreneur, being in the home business industry, being on this journey, because that's really what this is, being on this journey consists of us facing challenges and facing fun obstacles, I guess, every single day. And it's how we perceive things. So very quickly, I want to kind of distill my mindset into what has helped me go from zero to, you know, multiple seven figures in less than 3 years. And number one is manufacturing your own optimism. See, I read some stats and I've researched my own subscribers. Around 47 to 63% of people online in the home business industry, in the affiliate marketing space, in the MLM network marketing space, in the direct sales space, they actually lose hope, they quit. Not because they can't get traffic, not because they can't get conversions, but because they lose belief that they can do it, primarily because of the lack of support from the friends and family. Now, I don't know if anyone can relate, but I was exactly in that position. So I learned early on that you gotta learn to manufacture your own optimism. You have to start writing down your goals. You have to start creating a bigger life, a bigger challenge for yourself, big goals. So that the goals drive you, the goals get you out of bed, the goals keep you awake at night, the goals make you wake up earlier than everyone else and gets you in that state where you can use your emotions from within to drive your progress and your success forward. Is that making sense, Dagan?
Yeah, and I mean, it's extremely wise. I remember when I was 24, I didn't have the sort of emotional intelligence that you're speaking to right now. And I think it's something that for a lot of us, me included, takes some time to evolve and create. And so on a personal level, I'm really interested in how you do that, how you set your goals, and how you create your own optimism. I like the way you say that, to really drive you forward, to give you that fuel.
So one of the first things that I would do is I'd say, for example, write a goal down. So I'll give you an example just today. And it's funny because I was speaking to my little brother and I was like, dude, you know what? 3 months ago, I set this huge goal and I use this project management software called Trello. And on there, I said, you know, in the next 2 to 3 months time, I was doing it maybe $3,000 to $4,000 a month, a day, sorry. And I wanted to hit $10,000 plus per day. And you know, it's been, I think, less than 2 or 3 months, and now I've hit that goal. And it just triggered me back to first when I got started. See, even when I was dead broke, Dagan, and I didn't have no money, I used to listen to these Tony Robbins tapes, okay, and I used to walk down the street, and now I find it really funny, and you're probably going to find it funny, but, you know, imagine a short, small, young, fat kid walking and chanting, I am making 10 grand a month. I am making 10 grand a month. You know, and it's funny because those things came true. Now, I'm not going to say that you need to go and do incantations and shout and chant that you want to make $10,000 or $100,000 a month. But so here's basically what I do. You know, I write my goals down daily. And then I'd ask myself, are these goals I'm setting because of the people around me, or is it because I really want them? Or and then I'd analyze. So if I write, so I'll give you an example. Okay, my next goal is to get to $33,000 a day in sales. That would basically get me to $1 million a month. And yes, it's big numbers, and you know, it's okay if you guys are just starting out and this is the first time you're listening and someone's talking about $1 million a month. But so what I do is I ask myself, you know, if I want $1 million a month in sales in the next, whatever, 3 months or 6 months or 12 months, who are the people around me that are already doing it? Does that make sense?
Yep.
See, a lot of the times what would happen is, you know, we'd write a goal down because our friends or our partners or you know, the next joint venture partner or the next guru says they're making or they position it at you know, it's so much or whatever, and you start asking yourself, can I do that? Can I, you know, is it possible for me? I remember having a conversation with you actually, Dagan, just a few weeks ago, and you said something like, man, you're a little beast that just doesn't follow any rules. You're just making up the rules yourself, and you're just going, you're just putting your head down and getting the results, right? Mm-hmm. And that comes down to basically not giving a crap, mind my language, just, you know, being transparent, I tend to swear a lot. But it's just not giving a crap about anyone else or anything else. It's like, here's my goal, now I'm going to go get it. There's no if, there's no but, there's no, you know, when. It's just, how am I going to go and do that? What do I need to do to go and create that? And there is no excuses, you know. And for me, I've realized the bigger the goal, the more it drives me, because it creates a challenge. It creates a challenge within myself that pushes me to be the best of myself. And so here's the thing, again, I don't ever compare myself to you or to anyone else or any other marketing, you know, guru or guy. You know, I just don't have, I couldn't care less to a certain extent. I appreciate everyone's wisdom and everyone puts out in the marketplace for providing its high quality. But to an extent, I couldn't care less as to what anyone else is doing, apart from what I want to create, what I want to provide value and create loyal, raving fans.
Sure, I like it. Not giving a crap is a lot harder said than done, I'll tell you that much. For a lot of people, we're kind of programmed to compare ourselves to other people. So
that comes from a direct result of basically having low self-esteem. And I know when I got started, there's nothing wrong, you know, it was a hard to grasp concept for me. I was like, oh, you know what, I don't need to work on myself, I don't need this Tony Robbins thing, what is he talking about? And, you know, he started talking about, you know, just being grateful for where you're at. And when you're grateful and you operate from that place, then you don't really need to compare yourself to the people around you, because you're already fulfilled inside you. The only reason why you'd start comparing yourself is because deep down you have a level of unfulfillment. And that unfulfillment is derived because of a lack of gratitude in one's life. And obviously, you know, I've read a couple of hundred books on these topics, and I'm a bit of a book nerd. So that's what I've come to conclude. And based on that, that's why, you know, to raise someone's self-esteem and to raise someone's game and confidence, it is having bigger goals and realizing that no one else's thinking or saying will really impact your life until you allow it to. So we create our own results, we create our own reality. I sound like a personal development coach. Anyway, let's get to the market. Okay, so that was my biggest number one mindset shift. Number two is speed of implementation. I learned this from a guy called Ibn Pagan. And it's basically just your ability to learn something and implement it as soon as possible. So the way I look at things is, obviously I have a team right now of four amazing A players. Those guys are just absolute rock stars, and you know, they help me scale my business, and it allows me to work very little hours but work on the highest leverage activities. And so if I want a book, sometimes instead of reading a book, I'd get one of them to read the entire book and then make me a summary, like 12 key points that I can implement in my business right now. So that's basically just learning something very quickly and then executing. There's no point just learning stuff for the sake of learning if you can't implement it immediately. And through that implementation comes experiential knowledge, which then turns into wisdom, which you can create and leverage the value out of, which you share in the marketplace to create money. Okay, so that was number two. Number three is basically taking action. And it's not, it sounds simple on the front, you know, just take action, just do the things. But a lot of the times we have these inner butterflies and inner conflicts that really drain us, that really drain our energy, whether it's worrying about bills, it's the argument that we had with our the wife or the girlfriend that dumped us or whatever the case may be, we have all these inner conflicts that causes inner friction, which burns our willpower. And when our willpower is burned from within, our lack of to create and attract and manifest things gets blocked. So if you're in that position where you realize, you know what, my friends and family aren't supporting me, you know, I'm losing belief in myself, like I'd recommend you start journaling and you start just writing things down. Because when it's written down on paper, you're taking it from your head, you're putting it on paper, and it's much more clearer and it allows you on a different level to start thinking from.
Awesome. So you said a lot of really, really, I think, wise things in there. There's a couple points I want to dig into. One, the first is gratitude. You said it kind of subtly, but for a person to go from whatever the comparisonitis that we're kind of programmed with to kind of full power, I don't give a crap, I don't give a shit. See, I did better than you on the cursing, right? You got to have gratitude. And so how do we practice gratitude? I mean, because it's a subtle thing if you think about it. But like you, I've read a lot. And gratitude really is something that's very much at the core. But I think it's something that a lot of people overlook. They're not happy about their life right now. So how do you get in tune with that gratitude? Just you personally, you know what I mean? I'm not saying tell the world like how everyone can do it, but like how do you practice it?
Okay, so just before I say how I practice it, gratitude really for me is one of the most powerful emotions that anyone can use to bring good, abundance, prosperity in their life. And no matter who you are, no matter where you're at, gratitude is the concept, is the idea that dissolves all negativity in your life, no matter what form it's taken. And so when I was, I guess, starting in this industry, I was fortunate enough to meet and, I guess, get mentored by a guy who was generating as much as $100,000 in a single day. And I spent a lot of time with this guy. You know, he's a young guy. And it really blew my mind that someone can make a lot of money. And one of the things that I used to be very fascinated, and I'm still fascinated by money, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to say I'm not. But in the beginning, it was like, I kept asking this guy all these questions, you know, how do you get to create all of this? And how do you feel that you've got so much money? And the guy would always say stuff like, stay detached from the end outcome, stay in a place of gratitude, operate from a place of gratitude. And, you know, in the beginning, I didn't want to listen to the guy. I didn't want to understand. I didn't want to comprehend anything he was saying. But over through repetition, and that, if you listen to this audio, I'd recommend you listen to it over and over again. I guess I swallowed my pride, you know, shut down my disempowering stories, and I started practicing gratitude. And I saw amazing, amazing results because my mindset shifted. So how I practice it is every single day I wake up and I wouldn't do anything. I don't talk to anyone in the morning. It's part of my success ritual. I just write down 5 to 10 things that I'm grateful for every single day. And it doesn't matter if I've made $2,000 or if I've made $20,000 or if I've made $50,000, the money, whatever the outcome of the day is, I'm detached because I started my day on a very high by being grateful. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, a lot of people are going to be thinking, but you know what? I don't make the money. I don't have the results. I've got bills and all of this stuff to pay. And I was actually speaking to someone yesterday and, about how I got started in the industry and how I started implementing. And it's a weird thing. Not everyone's going to get this, but I hope you really do. And again, you don't have to do this. So when I got started and I was dead broke and I kept just getting into debt because I started buying all these programs and it was just a 1 year of just buying everything and consuming as much as I could, I realized, you know what, it was very hard for me to express gratitude, you know, not because I'm an ungrateful person, but it wasn't something that I was taught in my life. if that makes sense, you know. And so what I would do is I would go to the streets and I would go and find homeless people, and I would literally just stand in front of the homeless people for 5, 10, 15 minutes, and I would just stare at them, and I'd look at the guy or a girl, and I'd just get into a state of gratitude because of all the things I have. I have shoes to wear. I have a family. I have a home. And I'd use every single little bit of thing in my life that I could be grateful for, and I'd stack one on top of another, one on top of the other.
Awesome. Yeah, no, that's super tangible. So I think the point is for people here is the reason we're digging into this stuff is if these things at a core aren't really in alignment for you, then there's no technique, there's no traffic source, there's no money-making method that's going to get you to where you want to go. And as I've spoken to many successful people over the years, you have to operate from your own confident standpoint. And in order to do that, these are some of the things that you have to have as how you operate and how you feel inside, I think, is a better way to say it. So we start with gratitude, and we develop a habit of practicing it. I like that you say before you do anything, you don't speak to anyone, and you get yourself into a state of gratitude by just reminiscing, focusing on those things that you are really grateful for until you feel really good. And then that's when you go. So the other two things you spoke about from a mindset standpoint are speed of implementation. And I think this is another one of those things that you said, and I think it's a little bit subtle, but I think it's really valuable if people listen in. It's that there's all this information that we could buy and we could consume and put in our head and figure out all the details, but only the stuff that's actually actionable is the real nugget, is the real juice, is the real stuff that we can focus on. And I think that's also a place where people get a little bit stuck, is that the learning that a lot of people do is it just begets more questions, right? Oh, I learned about, let's say, blogging, okay? This is awesome, but now I need to know more about SEO so I can be a better SEO guy when I do my blog. And then when you start learning about that, it leads to something else, and it leads to something else, and you look back and you never really did anything. So how do you differentiate from the things that are actionable from the things that are kind of cool to know but not necessary and probably just lead to more questions and time wasted?
I just figure out, you know what, if there's 10 things to do, what is the top three things that if I do will get me money? So I have a friend who's part of Dan Kennedy's mastermind, and a long time ago he sent me this email that was written by Dan Kennedy, and it was called Operation Get Money. That when you wake up, you only do the tasks in the beginning that gets you money. So instead of, you know, people, you can, there's tons of strategies and techniques and loopholes that whatever you can go and learn and exploit, but you want to learn, you want to learn a skill that you know will last, like PPC advertising or solo ads, which is something that, you know, I do a lot of, and I know Dagan, you do a lot of, and figure basically. So my advice to anyone who's feeling overwhelmed and confused and kind of, it's like, damn, there's too much to learn, what do I do? That kind of person, because I used to be that kind of person, is look at all of the different strategies, YouTube, blogging, solo ads, whatever there are, whatever you have in front of your, in front. And pick one or two, just pick one or two methods and just focus on learning and mastering them. And if you study for an hour a day, 20% of your time, and you execute 80% of the time every single day for at least a month, you are going to know more than 97% of the industry. Because most people, and I've experienced this firsthand in seminars, webinars for my subscribers, is just people do not focus on one thing, and they don't create that momentum. That's the key. You got to create that momentum in a skill that you can leverage.
Awesome. So ask yourself, what are the money paths? What are the things from what I'm learning that will make me money? And let me focus on one thing that's going to create revenue and build a business, and just do that until you have some momentum.
Yeah.
So
if you are thinking, okay, what there's so many things to learn, what do I learn? For me, I'll tell you what it is. It's mastering one traffic source that will stay forever. So it's solo ads, newsletter marketing, email advertising, whatever you want to call it. And then writing emails, okay? Writing emails, spending, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day, sending one email to communicate and build that relationship and send offers and sell stuff using email. One traffic source and email marketing. For me, that's my highest leverage activities. There's not a day that goes by where I'm not getting traffic and an email or two emails aren't going out. And actually, I have to thank Dagan, because as soon as I started emailing daily, I think my income must have doubled or tripled. So thanks for that, Dagan.
Oh, awesome, man. My pleasure. An email a day will keep that J-O-B away.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Awesome. So start with one thing, and I like all the things that you talked about. So, guys, if you're listening, again, let me just remind you that Shaq's been gracious enough to Shakir's been gracious enough to after this, put together a session where he shows you what we're talking about in a tangible sense in his business. So get these principles, get excited, and then know that, you know, the exciting big prize is on the way too. So let me keep going. The next question, and this is the final question I want to ask you about mindset, and then I want to move into marketing, is go. How do you get into a state of going? Speed of implementation is one thing. That's a filtering system. But I think a lot of people still have that resistance when it's time to actually go. And so I guess my point is, and my question is how can, what's your perspective on getting into immediate action, instant, fast, just explosive action on the things that are going to grow you and your business?
Okay, so as humans, we are motivated by two things. Fear of moving away from pain or attaining pleasure. And I'll kind of dissect that in a second. But once you understand these two things, then you can see how you are operating, okay, and what things drive you. And one of the things that I do is I worked out this formula, and I learned this. I can't remember who I learned it from, but it's helped me a lot. And it's basically figuring out, okay, so for example, the question is, how do I get into in a state of go? Okay, so I'd say, imagine now you want to make, I guess, $100 a day, okay? Or if you want to make, let's say, $1,000 per day, okay? You pretty much know what needs to be done to get to $1,000 a day. Get traffic and convert that traffic, the visitors, into people that buy your products and services. Now, the reason you're not going to do that is because of overwhelm or you have all these stories of how it's not going to work out, or the fear of failure or fear of success, all of these things. At the core root of it is just fear. That's all it is. Now, if you said to yourself that my goal is to make $1,000 in a single day, okay? And right now, you're making either zero or you're making maybe $100 a day, okay? So what you would do is you would do 1,000, okay, which is basically your target daily income, so TDI. $1,000 minus how much you're making right now. It might be $100 from your job or from some internet marketing product or whatever it is, promoting some affiliate stuff. So you would do TDI, target daily income, minus CI, current income, which is equal to $900. You with me, Dagan?
Yep.
Now, 900, there's, say, for example, 8 hours in a day. 8 hours in a day. Now you would do 900 divided by 8 hours, which is basically $112 an hour. $112.50 an hour, okay? Now, you would write down all the tasks that you need to do on a day-to-day basis. Let's just say there's three tasks. 20%, you're going to learn something on email marketing. You're going to read a book. You're going to listen to an audio. It doesn't matter what you do. Just learning. Every day you got to learn something new, okay? Then you have to email, get traffic, maybe get 100 leads or even 10 leads, 10 to 100 leads, and then you got to send out an email. Okay, so let's just say there's 4 to 5 tasks you need to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, check this, and this will put things into perspective. If you do not do those tasks on your list, you are wasting every hour that goes by, you are wasting, burning, losing $112.50 an hour.
Good perspective. I like it.
Right? And if you start thinking, wow, because of my ability to not take action, that's how much I'm losing out on. You know, I was actually out late last night, having smoking shisha. And one of the marketers, he was like, you know, are you scared or if this happens or if that happens? And I said to him, dude, you know, I couldn't care less what anyone thought of me or what anyone thinks of my marketing. As long as it's ethical, moral, and adds value, and the last time I checked, which was 12 hours ago, it was, then I would do whatever in my power to go out and sell and market my products. And what do you think I'm going to do? You think I'm going to listen to the naysayers, or you think I'm going to go make 300 grand a month? Yeah, you bet your ass I'm going to go make 300 grand a month. Because if I listen to people that aren't getting the results that I want to be like, what's the point? You know, early on, you know, I grew up in a not so rich environment, I guess. And the kids used to always smoke weed and drink and all of that kind of kiddie stuff. And growing up, I think one of the first books that I read was Rich Dad, Poor Dad and Think and Grow Rich. And in it, it said, you know, you are going to be earning the average of the 5 people around you, what they earn. You're going to earn that. And man, oh man, did that thing scare the heck out of me. It scared the living crap out of me. I was like, there's no way I want to do that. You know, I want to be freaking rich. I want to travel around the world. I want to speak on stage. I want to do all sorts of fun stuff and never worry about stuff, you know, regarding money. And you know, I'm really blessed and grateful that that's the life I live right now. So yeah, just to kind of clarify and put some clarity in that, I use pain sometimes to drive me, the fear of, you know, moving away from pain and then, you know, to attain pleasure as well. So I use those two concepts with myself. And the more you start, you know, doing stuff like gratitude exercises and journaling and looking deep within you, because everything that you need to become successful is really within you. Everything else, you know, externally is just stuff that you can learn or you can, you know, you can attract afterwards. But once you get it internally, it's like this dial. Once you turn the dial on, the dial just keeps spinning around and it just never goes back to where it was.
Awesome. Yeah. So I think that was incredibly clear, and you gave some very tangible things that anybody can use. If they're committed to really put their mindset in a place where it literally is it's a millionaire mindset. So, and I want you guys to think about that. What he's sharing is the exact mindset that he uses to make $300,000 per month or $10,000 to $11,000 per day on average. And so if you were just to adopt pieces of it, what might that do for you? Even if you're doing really well in your own business, there's probably a couple things, because I'm listening, and there's a couple things that he does that I don't do, that you can experiment with and try to see if they make you even better. And that's always in my mindset is, what can I split test on me that will make me a better person? What can I try for a while, go back and journal on? And let's see, did it really work? Did it push me forward? Am I still the same? And then keep playing with that stuff until I'm optimized. And so I want you to take that attitude, because this is the most valuable stuff. These are the things that hold people back. And I wanted to make sure that we covered that in the first half of this before we got into the marketing, the tangible money-getting components of building a business. Now, so first off, thank you. Thank you for sharing all that. It's transparent, open. I can feel the excitement and just the joy in you as you share what you share, and that's just awesome. What I want to move into is the marketing stuff, the geeky stuff, what people want to know about, the things that they think are holding them back. And where I want to go first, Shaq, is, you know, you've had a rapid transformation over the last couple of months. You've gone from $3,000 a day to $10,000 per day. So what I'd like you to share some insight on is, what are some of the things you did to get yourself from a conversion standpoint, let's assume you've got leads coming in, to get to $3,000 a day? And then what were some of the things that took you from $3,000 to now to $10,000? Because they've got to be some different things or some different mindsets or some different strategies that you've added to really take things to the next level.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what? I'm just going to get right into it, because I feel like I've covered, I guess, the important psychological mindset, emotional, all of that kind of stuff done. And now into the really, you know, how to get lots of money fast and how to get ridiculously rich. Because I'm not going to, you know, just tell you how to get to your first $100 a day. It will be your first $1,000, $5,000, even $10,000 a day plus. Now, here's the thing. Your business really comes down to five segments. You, your market, your marketing, your people, and your systems. Okay? These are your five conversion triggers. These are your five conversion points overall, looking from a 40,000 feet view. And you have to have this thinking, you know, if you want to really get rich, like, because this is what, you know, I guess our industry really gives that platform for. Someone that is broke and wants to get ridiculously rich, this is what you need to know. What I'm talking about is the business side. If you have this, then you have a different thinking than everyone else that's trying to sell an affiliate program and trying to make quick money. The quick money is cool. I'm never going to say no, because you know what? I went after that quick money too, doing affiliate stuff. And yes, I still do affiliate stuff. I'm not going to bash it by any means whatsoever. I love that kind of stuff. But to create a real business and to have success with it, you got to know it's you, your market, your marketing, plus your people and your systems. So let's start off with you. You got to know what your highest leverage tasks in a day are. You got to work on your mindset all the time. For me anyway, that's what I do. You got to know your skills, your relationships, your knowledge of the industry. Okay, so you should make a list, and this is something that I learned from Jay Abraham. You need to be always, I don't know if you do this, Dagan, but if you just sit down for maybe 30 minutes or an hour and just write down all the skills that you have, okay? You've probably gone through so many different courses. You've gone read so many books. You have skills, okay? But when you've probably never put them down on paper. So you put the skills down, and then you go on to your relationships. Okay, you've probably met people, whether it's other newbies or you've met other marketers or other gurus. It doesn't matter. You've got a relationship, an intangible asset, which is your relationship with other people. And you want to make a list of that too. And when you have lists of your skills and the relationships that you have, and you want to have a subcategory of the skills that your relationships have, you start to have a exponential, a geometric, a you know, like a, how do I put it, man? It's like going from $100 a day to 10 grand a day. Boom. That's the mindset shift that you get once you have put this into place, okay? So do this exercise. Make sure you write it down. Your skills, your relationships, and the skills that your relationships have. And put that stuff down on paper, okay? The next one is your market. Your market is your target market. It's really the most important thing, because these are the people that you're serving. These are the people that you create value for. These are the people that you need to know the pain, frustration, challenges that they have so that you can serve them. If the most people are trying to sell to a crowd and the crowd doesn't want to really buy it. The reason why your conversions would be low, one of the reasons is because your target market is wrong. Your targeting is wrong. You're targeting the wrong people. And so once you refine who is your ideal customer, what are the pains, frustrations, challenges, what keeps them awake at night? Once you know that, then you can figure out, okay, and I'm going to go into the marketing, which is next. Your marketing, you want to create systems, traffic, coming into a landing page, going into an autoresponder funnel, autoresponder going out with emails that pitch different offers, different services, gives a lot of value, has stories, has personality that captures the person, so you differentiate yourself from the marketplace, right? And your marketing will increase, will rapidly increase if you do this one thing. Okay, write this one down. If you go after your competitors that have the exact same customer database. Okay, so for example, instead of you going out and which is good, by the way, generate leads, convert them into buyers, you can find other people, aka your competitors, that already have the buyers, and you want to tap into that, boom, straight up, because that's when you start getting that red hot buyer traffic. And conversions go through the roof, because those people are already pre-qualified, pre-motivated, and pre-sold onto a home business offer or whatever the product and service that you're marketing. Next is your people. Your people, if you're making a couple of $1,000s a month, it's cool. I wouldn't want to talk about your people. Is your team, the team that you surround with, that you surround yourself with, is really going to be crucial to your success. You know, right now, if I work an hour a day, literally 30 minutes to write an email, 30 minutes to hook up with one of my guys that I have a relationship with for traffic, if I work for an hour a day, I can still do anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 plus per day. And the reason is not because I am, superhuman and I have all these magical powers. That might seem on the front, but here's the thing. I have 4 to 5 people full-time that now work for me, creating systems, automating my procedures, systemizing everything, checklisting everything, overlooking my clients, building relationships with my clients, follow-up support, all of that kind of fun stuff, okay? And if you think about it, I can only work maximum, say, 8 hours a day. Well, I could work 12, 15 hours a day. And sometimes I do work crazy hours because I love what I do. I still love, even if I didn't get paid for it, I'd still love what I do. So let me give you an example. If I'm working 8 hours a day, I can only do, say, for example, 8 hours of work. But now if I have 5 people and they work 8 hours, now I don't have 8 hours a day anymore. Now I have 40 hours per day of manpower. Again, I didn't start off with this overnight. This was a process. When I first made my first $10,000 a month, I started reinvesting 10%, 20% into outsourcing and delegating and hiring and recruiting people that can come into my business, help me manage all my low leverage tasks so I can focus on the things that gets me money right now, okay? If you get money right now, then you start having lots of cash flow. When you start having cash flow, you never have to think about making money because you already have the systems in place, which allows you to think. Again, your highest leverage activity is creative thinking, okay? The more time you spend creatively thinking, the more amazing things you will create and manifest and attract in your life, okay? So your people are very important, but again, focus on getting to your first maybe $5,000 to $10,000 per month. It's very simple. If you want to hire more people, go to peopleperhour.com, onlinejobs.ph for Filipino staff, virtualstafffinder.com if you want to hire Filipinos. Again, one of the best people in the world that I've met are Filipinos. They just have, boom, you give them a task, you can pay them very little because of how their economic structure is in their country, and you pay someone $400, $500 a month, they work full-time, they're some of the most trusted authentic, transparent people I've ever met in my life. So yeah, that's the outsourcing. Now your systems. Your systems are basically what gets you the money, even if you don't do XYZ. So now ask yourself, if you don't do any work, how much money will you make? Now you got to learn, okay, I got to put systems in place. Where is my traffic coming from? How much is my traffic costing me? How many leads am I getting per day? How many sales am I making per day? What kind of conversions am I getting every single day? And you got to really dig into these numbers. These are financial metrics that most people never know. So you got to know, you got to understand. Hey, Dagan, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm right here, right here.
Okay, cool, because I'm just going on a rant here. But the systems.
No, I'm listening, man. It's good stuff. It's all great stuff. I'm definitely listening in.
The systems are stuff like, you know, where you create a landing page which converts from 50%, and now you're working on that, you know, to tweak it up every single week. So, for example, in my business, we work out what's the highest converting squeeze pages. Then we try and beat that model, beat that existing squeeze page. So now we can have a different baseline to test with, okay? That's for systems. I mean, Dagan, do you have any questions on that? Or should I just carry on?
Yeah, no. I mean, procedurally and conceptually, I'm with you. I have some questions once you get through all the different components, and then I'll dig in a little bit more in depth.
Okay, so basically, in terms of what I've just covered, the five aspects of you, your market, your marketing, your people, and your systems, really, it's you want to make sure that your marketing, okay, and this is by a guy called Peter Drucker, a business management guru. The aim of your marketing is to know and understand the customer so well that the product service fits him and sells itself. Okay, this is where your targeting is really good, your emails are flowing, and the people on your list, on your subscribers, are going from a place of discomfort to a place of comfort. And that's how you can effortlessly sell, if you provide the right solution to the right person at the right time when that person is having that right, the problem that they're going through. Okay, so again, all of this stuff that I've talked about, it's the foundation is you got to get traffic to start getting money. And now I'm going to start talking about traffic. If you want to add in anything, Dagan, or I'm just going to go through.
Yeah, well, let me dig in and into this conversion component and ask you a few things, because I think before traffic, we got to, as you say, understand the market and have things to offer them that they need and want and, you know, can't wait to get. So what I'm thinking about as I'm listening through everything is, tangibly, what were the things that you created to offer to the marketplace when you were going from $0 to $3,000 per month? And then what were the things that you were offering to the marketplace that were different and at, I guess, a higher level or done through different systems as you grew to $300,000 per month? Because something had to change. You either had to sell more, you had to sell at higher prices, or you had to sell to customers more often, right?
Absolutely.
So I think those are the – yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, those three things that you just said, those are the only three ways that you actually make money. So we didn't get more leads. That's one thing. What we did was we added the frequency of sales that we had. Okay, so for example, before we would, you know, I was just doing affiliate marketing and having success, you know, doing $100,000 a month, and it was cool, but I wanted to step it up. I wanted to step up my game, and so I created a service-based business where I figured out, okay, now they have a problem. My subscribers have a problem. My clients have a problem. The subscribers that haven't even bought anything, they're coming to me with a problem. My 25K consulting clients, and these are some of the industry leaders, these guys are coming for the same problem. So I created a done-for-you service-based business where I'm basically putting everything on a silver platter and just saying, hey, you know what, instead of you going out doing the work, let me just give it to you straight up. So that's one, creating a service-based business, okay, like an add-on, and it's much, much easier than you think it is. And the second one that I did was I just promoted various different offers. That doesn't mean I sold a different offer every single day. It just means I've added one or two different offers in a month. And that's what just, boom, skyrocketed me from doing $3,000 a day to now doing over $10,000 a day. But with that came, with that, don't get me wrong, it's just not that. You had, like, I had to get the positioning right, the authority, the influence, the right target market, the right, and again, in the traffic section, I'm going to cover this, and I'm going to go into more depth when I'm doing an actual webinar, but, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay, so talk to me about some of the price points. You know, at what price points were you selling things at the $3,000 level when you were doing $3,000 per month? And what price point, okay, so $3,000 per day? And what were you selling, and at what price points when you're doing $300,000 per month?
That's actually
and what conversion methods were you using? Like, are you converting people via webinars? Are you using emails, straight sales pitch? Are you bringing people on the phone? These are some of the details. And I know you're going to dig into them and show them explicitly in the training.
You're really digging into my conversion process, which is really cool, you know, because I guess the only people that I've ever heard of this stuff is my $25,000 consulting clients and people that have paid $1,000 an hour to speak to me on the phone, which is kind of cool because I'm going to share some of that stuff right now. So in terms of what my price points were, boom, they come in either a free report, something like a 7 or 10 big mistakes report. Why do I do that? Is because people are so frustrated and overwhelmed with the information. Your most valuable thing that you can do in business and in life is, number one, really understand your customer, empathy, okay? Really seeing the world through your customer's eyes. And number two is you gotta master getting attention. It's so hard to get these days, but if you're different, if you stand out, then you can get that attention. And so once you get that attention and you position yourself, then you can influence people. And so through that influence, conversions become much, much easier. So your question was, how do I go from $3,000? What's my price points? Here's my price points. It's free report, upfront value, immense upfront value. They come in, they see my personality, stories, because using stories is how we sell and persuade, influence and tell others and share our message. So they go through all of that. There's a $25 product, there's a $100 product, there's a $500, $1,000, $3,500 product. Then that's from one program. And then the second program, they'll either go and buy a $97 to $297 software that helps them build landing pages, okay? And then from that, they can take up a $1,500 offer that lets them utilize this cutting-edge software that my partners have developed that allows them to basically upload leads and email them, so they don't have to even work on learning how to get traffic. They can get ready-made traffic and then just email that traffic, and it's a software-based system as well. And then the service-based business, where the packages go from $1,000 all the way up to $10,000. And then on the back end of that is, you know, $1,000 an hour with me for consulting and $25K for done-for-you marketing packages and stuff. So if you can imagine, I went from having one affiliate offer to now having multiple offers.
Now, let me ask you, so thank you for that, because I think that gives a lot more clarity. So, but I'm going to ask you one more question, and it's okay to say no. What I think would really be valuable for folks that are either reading or listening in is if on the webinar, could you go through, at least for some of these offers, the ones that, let's say, were the leverage points or the biggest epiphanies for you, how you position them? Because I know right now what people are thinking in their mind is, well, what is in that $25,000 done for you package? What is in that $25,000 consulting package? What is in that $1,000 deal? What is in the $150 deal? What's in the $1,500? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you know what? I'll actually do that, and I'll even actually go through a recent campaign that I just did last week, which I guess it took me, I was in Sydney, Australia, and it was a webinar which I pulled in, I think, just over around $175,000 in sales from a tiny list of 21,000 subscribers. So I'll go through that, and I'll break it down. So, and I'll give action steps so that anyone can go, you know, not overnight, but it's a process. And if anyone follows it, they can, you know, I guess model after what I've just created.
Awesome. That's ridiculously valuable. So,
yeah. And again,
I'm
probably going to actually do this webinar now that I'm thinking about it. I'm probably going to do this webinar, at no cost to your subscribers. And I'm probably going to, sell it as a front-end product or put it as a premium training product.
Awesome. So you're going to take what you share with them and then, you know, use it as an offer in your own funnel. I dig it.
Absolutely.
I dig it. It's really gracious of you to do that, because the human mind likes to see, you know what I mean? And it's what I've always done is said, here's exactly what we're doing. And so I know if you give them that component and you really dig into that, man.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna change lives.
So everyone's always trying to, like, even you, you know, I'm not beating you down on this, but, you know, you said, okay, what's the thing that you sold, or what's that thing, right? And like, everyone's always looking for that. And the real cold hard truth is, when you start operating from a level of transparency, and this is something that I learned from you, man, like, and it just stays with me, like, I don't need to get into people's wallets. I'd rather use transparency to win the hearts of people long term. And like, I guess you've been such a big influence. And I think I actually emailed you saying, hey man, I just tripled my business, and it came down to transparency. Like, I'm very open with my business. I couldn't care less if someone knew all of my traffic sources or whatever. You know, when someone asks me, what sites are you advertising on? Heck, I just tell them, because it forces me to now go and raise my standards, raise my game, and go out and find more. You know, when someone says, Shaq, I know you spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars every single month testing traffic, you know, what sites is working? And I'll just tell them right now, I'll just say, hey, go to these websites. This is what's getting me best ROI. This is where I'm doing affiliate offers. And my subscribers and my clients, they're like, wow, dude, I mean, we would pay you for this. And I'm like, I guess Dagan Smith taught me well when I go. So yeah. Anyway, so what I'm, again, I'm ranting off. The reason why I said that is, doing stuff like that, operating from a level of transparency, so my emails, my videos, my webinars, my live communication, boom, it's like it just screams out, this guy is freaking transparent. This guy doesn't pull any punches. And I like the, and straight away, when people are transparent, when you are transparent in your marketing, and again, you don't have to always do this. I do it because I operate from a place of abundance. People are naturally magnetized. People are like, holy smokes, like, I never seen someone do that. You're the first guy that ever went in and showed how much you're spending on a banner ad, how many clicks it's getting, how many sales it's getting. Damn, you are different than everyone else. And boom, I know that I've just won his attention for the next 6 to 12 months at least.
Awesome. Yeah, that's the secret, man. I mean, for me, there's two sides of it. Like you said, you win their hearts, but when you operate from a level of transparency like that, but what you also do is you force yourself to continually get better, right? Because you always have to grow if you're always sharing what you know. So you got to get to know more. And so it's like a momentum creator from the standpoint of innovation and excitement and joy and just loving every second of what you do, because you're giving maximum value. And in giving maximum value, you got to go and create more. So I dig it. That's the secret. So I hope you guys wrote that down, and your fearless enough to do it. It's one of the most awesome things you can do in your business.
Yeah, and
let's talk about it.
It has definitely changed the game. So I'm gonna move into kind of some of the stuff that I do for traffic that anyone can listen and take action and start creating results. And here's the thing. This stuff that I'm going to share with you doesn't usually cost a huge amount of money. There's a lot of myths behind it, and I want to dispel some of those myths right away. So how I got into the whole traffic game is, you know, in the beginning, I struggled so much. I used to get 2 to 5 leads a day, and I spent a lot of money on traffic. It didn't work out. When I first had my $40,000 month in January 2010, I was fortunate enough to pay a lot of my debt off, and I had a little bit of advertising money left. And, you know, I had no idea what the hell radio advertising was, and I've never done it again. But I spent $7,500 on a radio ad. Okay, at the age of 21, I thought I had the whole world in my hands. I thought no one can teach me anything else. I figured it out, and I'm going to get rich. And it kind of didn't work out that way, as much as I would have loved to. I spent $7,500, and in return, I made $25 front-end sale, a $20 or a $25 front-end sale. And I remember just my whole inside, I just felt like I was torn apart. It was just, and I've come to realize that one of the greatest assets that you can develop is your mindset towards marketing. And once you understand it's all about testing, tweaking, and tracking, and then scaling what works, you'd be able to flourish. You'd be able to exponentially, geometrically expand your business beyond your wildest dreams once you get this. Okay, so moving into the traffic stuff. So what happened was after that campaign didn't work out, I was kind of nearly back to down to zero, except I did this one solo ad that cost me $5,000, okay? And, you know, it seems like a lot of money. Yes, it was at the time, but I made that money back in my first day through sales in, I think it was $5,500 in net profits. And over a period of 3 months, it translated into $72,000 in sales. And that's when I just got the aha, the eureka, the ka-ching moment. And I was like, boom, I'm going to commit to this solo ads, newsletter marketing for the rest of, you know, however long I do this for. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to do marketing for the rest of my life. And it just really, I just got it. You know, when you get something, you just get it. And I just realized, man, because I made 72K from a tiny little 5K ad, I'm going to take this and I'm going to systemize it and I'm going to expand it and scale it and test, tweak, track as fast as possible. And, you know, it's still the baseline of my entire business using email marketing and solo ads. So
here's a question that I think people will be interested and curious about. So solo ads, we know what type of traffic or email marketing, email-based media is where you focus your efforts and energies to grow your own business and generate your own revenue. But how much traffic, right? How many leads? What's your mindset for you to build your business? How much traffic are you driving for yourself? How many leads are you looking for to build your business? Because here's one of the things that a lot of people come to me and ask, and this is the sort of perspective for this question, is they'll come to me and they'll ask, okay, Dagan, how do I do X? And maybe I'll share it with them, you know, I'll probably just tell them what to do or whatever. And they'll go and do it like once and then say, all right, this didn't work for me or something like this. And it's really once you get to a certain level, there's certain levels, I think, when it comes to traffic, where you start to see consistent results and then where results start to really grow. And so for you, how does that work in your mind in terms of growing and scaling your business?
So the traffic is the lifeblood of your business. You need to be getting fresh leads every single day. Why? Because whether you're doing daily emails or you are having, an autoresponder sequence, there are going to be people unsubscribing. That means your bucket is going to be leaking. People are overwhelmed. Again, I stress this point so much. So you got to stand out from the crowd. You got to brand out from the crowd. You got to be way different than everyone else to get that attention that you can then use to influence and persuade and show your products and services to your potential customers. I get anywhere from, well, I'm just checking my AWeb account now, and on one of my AWeb accounts, I've got 196 subscribers yesterday and 261 subscribers today. And again, you know, this stuff, now it just comes because I've set up different traffic streams that just bring me leads on autopilot. Some days I'll get a bit less. Some days I'll get as much as 2,000, 3,000 subscribers in a single day from a big solo job. Okay, and the reason why I love solo ads is because I get to get thousands of subscribers from someone else instantly. Okay, and so what happens is those subscribers are now fresh to me. Now I have an opportunity to build a relationship with them, to use email, videos, giving them value, doing strategy sessions to convert them. You asked me before, how do I convert the people? It's simple. I use bonuses, I use scarcity, I use strategy sessions, I give them value, I do videos, I use case studies, I use my clients that are having success, their stories. I do pre-sales. I use press releases. I do anything and everything to pre-frame my customer, to qualify them, to get them excited so that they not just buy one of my products, but they love me, and then they go and buy all of the products and services I sell. So does that make sense, Dagan?
Yeah. So basically, once you get the traffic, you go hard. That's how I put it.
Endless. I learned early on, and this is a writer downer, the fortune is in the follow-up. You won't make money, like you can make money some, you know, in your first day or whatever, but you want to look at it is, you know what, these, remember, the 196 leads, subscribers, I mean, I think the autoresponder companies should really change that to 196 real human beings were added to your list yesterday. You know, because a lot of people just look at the subscribers and leads as just numbers. Yes, it sounds sexy, but at the end of the day, these are real human beings that have needs, desires, fears, fantasies, hopes, and ambitions, and they're coming to you for your expertise. Now, the question is, can you position yourself, can you add value to someone else so that you deserve their business and deserve to get their money?
Yeah. So, totally. It's interesting because I was just writing an email yesterday going over some of this stuff, and it's the exact same perspective that I was speaking to. It's that you really have to do everything you possibly can to be a human, you know? And also, from a marketing standpoint, you have to – the real marketers think this way. After I get to the lead, that's when the work really begins, and that's really what you're talking about.
Absolutely. Like, we live in the attention economy, like the connection economy, and the commitment economy, like all into one. We gotta get that attention. We gotta connect with that person. We gotta give them value. So that they are committed to us and we are committed to them. And value is really, I guess, the emotional drive that someone feels when you can deliver something to them so that they can go from a painful place to a pleasurable place. And that's the currency that you want to master. And I guess for me, the way I look at it is when I get new subscribers, it's now a chance for me to help more people. And the more I think like this, and I can tell you right now, man, I never used to think like this. I should be like, damn, let me get those leads. Let me send them an email. Let me try and make as much money as possible. And you know what? I was desperate. And yeah, I'm not going to say it doesn't work. It does work. But for like the high level thinking is these are real people. You want to build real relationships with that. Because these are the people that will pay for your dream life. These are the people that will fund your entire, like, I learned early on from a guy called TJ Roller. He wrote a great book, How to Get Super Rich in the Opportunity Market. And yeah, and actually, it was based on your recommendation. I've pretty much I love that book. I love that author as well. And he said that you will be able to create amass fortunes beyond your wildest dreams if you understand the marketplace and you create offers that serve them. So like for me, man, like for me, I just figure out, you know what, people are coming to me, like I got a duty, spend 15, 20, 30 minutes a day, even an hour, sometimes, heck, I'll be so, I'll sometimes not procrastinate, but I'll be stuck finding the right email to write, and it'll take me 2 hours, but I don't care, I don't do anything else until I get that damn, until I get that damn email out. You know, for me, that's the most important thing, because I'm communicating. This is maximum leverage, really. You're communicating to thousands or hundreds or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of subscribers in one go, with one message. So, you're probably wondering, how do I get all this traffic and where would I go and get this traffic from? So there's a couple of different, again, on the webinar, I'm actually going to share with you, places where you can get the traffic literally hands-free, where you don't have to do any of this, any of the work. But I do always recommend, it's good to have done for you options, but it's even better to have the done for you options and actually know how the systems and the procedures work.
Yeah, I agree.
So I've got three methods. These are long-term tactics, strategies, not just tactics. These are long-term strategies that you can use. You can start taking them to the bank. And so the number one is direct site buys, okay? And this is going to sites like buysellads.com or going into, so for example, you can go to buysellads.com and type in, the space that you're in, whether it's internet marketing, network marketing, home-based business, and you type these keywords in and you'd find sites that will allow you to place banners on the site. Now, give me a second whilst I explain. You can place banners on the website for very little amount of money. Now, this is what 99% of the people are doing, and that's okay. It works for some people. It doesn't work for others. Now, you want to be five steps ahead of them, and you don't want to just place a banner. This person that accepts a banner ad is accepting money to advertise on their website, which usually means this. They already have an email subscriber list, and most people don't. They will never, ever contact them. You want to contact them and not just say, hey, I want a banner ad. You want to say, hey, I want to email your list with a promotional offer. Are you open to promoting something? And then whatever price they say, whether it's $100, $500, $1,000 for the solo ad, you want to negotiate at least 10 to 20%. Then you can even add in and say, hey, you know what? If I purchase this solo ad, can you drop the one or two banners in for free? And this is what we do on a day-to-day basis. Every single day we're out looking for new websites that we can build relationships with, that we can get free advertising from. We can do integration marketing. And this is one of the things, integration marketing, you can even find out what kind of products they already sell. That person might already sell their own products. Then you want to approach the person that owns the website. Okay, think about it. If he's selling banners, he wants to make money from advertising. Okay, so then you say, you take a step further or five step further and you say, I want a solo ad. Then you even take that further and you say, hey, I realize that you have a course on XYZ. Can I check out your course? Can you give me logins? Or heck, if they don't give you logins, just go and buy the course, just so that you can check out what's on the back end, how their funnels work. And maybe, and again, I find this to be very, very common, you can find people that have a buyer's members area, but they don't have any banners on there. And you can advertise for as little, this is gold, this is marketing gold that I'm giving you right now. You know, if you're listening to this, you got to be taking action, because this is stuff that to an extent hurts me that I'm giving away. You can pay people. $50, $100 and say, hey, listen, I just checked out your members area. You don't have any banners on there. Is it cool if I gave you a banner? I'll drop you $100 a month, and if it works well, then you know what, I'd pay you up front for the next 12 months or for the next 6 months or whatever, as long as I can keep that spot. And you'd be surprised how many people will turn around and say, oh yeah, you know what, I don't have any banners in there. Okay, I'll put your banner in there. When all you do is use a little free plugin called PrettyLink or Google Analytics or any of those tracking platforms, and just track how many clicks you get and how many sales you get and how many conversions. But here's the thing, that banner that I've just told you about, that's one of the highest converting traffic you can capitalize on, because they're already buyers that you're going after. Make sense?
Absolutely, man. This is write or down or stuff, guys. This is darn good. So I hope everyone's paying attention and implementing immediately.
This is stuff, and here again, I'm giving away all of this stuff. My $25,000 consulting clients will have, after they listen to this call, they'll be like, I'm sure we paid you that much money for this. But here's the thing, this is another one that you can use, okay? Not just that, if you have a product and you have a well-developed sales funnel and you've got a product that you can, and this is something that I do, one of the affiliate programs that I market has a very high converting back end. It's a high converting sales funnel together with my own kind of unique front end twist. And so what I do is I just don't ask people for a banner ad. Yes, I'll ask them. I don't ask them for a solo ad. Yes, I'll get that from them. I don't ask them for integration marketing. Yes, I'm going to get that. So can you see the average person is just trying to get one form of advertising? I'm getting three. But let me tell you where you can really just skyrocket into the big, big fat five-figure paydays is, Dagan, I think we should sell this interview and not give it away for free.
We're talking about transparency. Let this be a gift that keeps on receiving, keeps on giving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could clearly sell it, and people would go out and come back with crazy testimonials, with large business growth from these strategies. But you know, this is what we do, man. We're here for life. So give a little bit of juice ain't nothing but a good thing.
Absolutely, man. Like, I'm not going in anywhere. I'm staying in this marketplace, as TJ speaks about.
TJ is a great guy, man. He's one of my buddies, and I'll have to introduce you to him one day.
Oh, wow. Dude, yeah, I'd love that, man. I'd love that. I'd love an introduction. And we can talk about that afterwards. I didn't know you were connected with him. So the fourth one is you can get in touch with these people, right? The advertisers, and you can ask them, hey, listen, I'm planning to do a webinar. Are you up to do a webinar? And sometimes they'll say yes. Sometimes they'll say no. If they say no, tell them you'll pay them for a solo ad to a webinar. Because a lot of people won't really send out to webinar registrations, but if you develop a relationship and you do business maybe a month or 2 months, then you can really take that relationship further and say, hey, listen, can we do a webinar together? Or, you know what, I'm doing a webinar. Here's the webinar registration link. Can you send a bunch of clicks, some traffic there, and I'd pay you per click? Okay, and that's something that you can leverage. That's super powerful. And so that's one way of finding these sites for buysellads.com. Or you can just get on Google and type in, for example, if you're in the home business industry, which I'm presuming a lot, most of the subscriber listeners are going to be, you can type into Google something like, internet marketing, home business, and you find the authority sites. So authority sites, they have content, top 50,000 on the Alexa rank, and these are sites that you want to contact.
Yeah, you hear we got another fire. The car interview, man, keeping it real.
That's cool. We're just keeping it real. And then you can basically contact these guys and basically ask them, hey, listen, I see you have a big authority site. I have a very high value product or service that I want to market? Are you open to selling advertising on your space, on your site? And you want to lock down. If they say yes, and you know that it's getting you good results, and really all marketing comes down to is testing, tweaking, and tracking. If it gives you good results for a month, I'd recommend you get a contract out that has an exclusive deal with just you, okay? So imagine you're promoting an affiliate program, and there's 150,000 other affiliates, but you are the guy that found one golden site, and now you've locked down a exclusive contract that doesn't allow them to sell with anyone else. And it's literally a, you know, kind of five-line paragraph that basically says, hey, you know, please only work with me to promote XYZ offer and keep it exclusive to me, and I'll be buying from you for the next 3 to 6 months. A lot of big sites, they will not sell to anyone else apart from me because I have exclusive contracts in place. That puts me way above and beyond the competition and gives me an unfair advantage to my marketing.
Smart, man. Very, very smart. I like it. I think people, if this is just the warm-up, I'm pretty excited for what people are going to see when you open up the business and really show them all this stuff that we're talking about.
Absolutely. So moving forward to the next one, which I call the CPA Traffic Blitz. One of the biggest myths is that you need a lot of money to advertise on a CPA network. No, you don't. You know, people will try and say, you know, you need, you know, $10,000 or $20,000. You can even get started for a couple of $100 or even $1,000 with CPA networks. And there's tons of CPA networks. You could do a simple Google search and then filter out people that are in the business opportunity section that you can basically go and test out their traffic. Okay, you can go and test out the traffic. They do require a bit more work in terms of you will need to create, you know, landing pages that are congruent. But it's very simple. Here's my strategy that I use. I'll go up and I'll say, hey, listen, I'm looking for a long-term relationship. Sometimes I'll tell them, you know, I have X amount of money to invest with you guys. Sometimes I won't. I'll say, hey, you know what? I'm very serious. I want a long-term relationship with you guys. I want to test out your traffic. What's the best cost per lead, CPL, you can do for me, or cost per sale, CPS, you can do for me, where I'm paying them only based on the sales that they make? Usually I like to go with cost per lead because it's usually dirt cheap, and you can pick up leads for, you know, less than $5, $3 to $5 per lead. Or even probably $2 per lead. I've got as cheap as $1.75 per lead. Sometimes, obviously, the cheaper the lead, the quality isn't that great, but it doesn't matter. As long as you can have a good, great conversion process in place, you can convert those subscribers. Now, here's the thing. Once you basically speak to them, one of the best things about a CPA network is they can endlessly scale. They can scale ridiculously to, from, you know, 10, 50, 100 leads a day to 1,000, 5,000 leads a day. So that's one of the kind of insider industry secrets that a lot of the big guys, even myself, use, where we leverage CPA networks and build long-term sustainable relationships with big CPA giants that we can now, you know, either broker the traffic, or we can sell the traffic, or we can use the traffic for our own marketing and services.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really high value stuff.
Okay.
So you said you have one more. So that's two, and there's a third strategy you're going to share?
Yeah, man. I'm taking the term stacking value, and I'm 10xing that. So whether you're listening from the beginning, or you're listening from the call right now, you are going to get insane amounts of value. So the last one is what I call the hidden ClickBank wealth. And the hidden ClickBank wealth is, a lot of people think ClickBank is a marketplace because of people that sell products, and I should go to ClickBank and get a hop.clickbank.net hop link and try and drive traffic and, you know, do all of this kind of stuff, which is cool, and I'm not going to say it doesn't make money, it does, but what you really want to know is, again, and this is a strategy that I've used to sell millions of dollars worth of products right now, and it's It's finding where your best customers are at and just going to that place, okay? And so if you think about what ClickBank is, it's a marketplace, not just where you can go and promote products and services, but people, there are tons, thousands of sellers, okay? These people have big-ass buyer, red-hot leads, okay? They've already done the hard work. They've got the lead. They've created the product. They've promoted the product. They've got the buyer. They've developed a relationship. And you're just going straight in for the kill, boom, right at the top to cream off their red-hot buyers, their red-hot raving fans, okay? So how would you do that? You'd find, I guess, the top 10, top 20, top 30 ClickBank products. And it's funny because I actually shared this at my last event last year of Traffic Intensive in San Diego. And there was one young lady who took action, who listened to this exact strategy. Again, she's one of my most, I'm so proud of her. She's come so far. And I just light up anytime I talk about her. And she just took this and, you know, she just gets... Now she works with me on traffic and she helps me get traffic, and I was the one that taught her this strategy, okay? So this is definitely write it down now. The hidden ClickBank wealth, you find the top 20, top 30 products, you go to the JV page, there's usually a contact now button, you contact the JV, and you don't just go in and say, you know, you want to buy traffic. You want to start building a relationship. Maybe either promote their products or get connected with the joint venture that own the guy that owns the product. Okay, and then you want to basically build a relationship. Or I mean, you could even ask them straight up. Hey, you know, I see you got a product on ClickBank. It's the number 5 product. Well done, congratulations. I've got a similar market where I promote XYZ product. And my subscribers, my target market is the buyers that you have. Are you open to do a solo ad to your buyers list? Hey, imagine that. You're going straight in for boom, right at the top, getting someone else's buyer leads, okay, that they've worked very hard to get. And you'd be surprised. It does not cost a huge amount of money. Yes, I did spend $5,000 years ago, but you could even pick one up. I know I'm picking a couple up at $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. Yes, I am picking some up for as much as $10,000, $12,500 for solos, but you could get started for like $1,000. Now, just think about it. You are leveraging someone else's buyer lists to promote your products and services, okay? To add to that, you can, again, that's one, you're buying a solo to their buyers. Number two, you can basically turn around and say, hey man, you know what, if you're not down to promote to your buyers, let's do a webinar. And all the sales, I'll split with you 50-50. Or how about this, I buy a solo and then you put a banner of my product and service into your members' area. That was gold.
Leverage, that was, yeah.
That was real gold.
I like it. This is the real work of marketing that I think you can see how thoughtful it is. You know what I mean? And it literally is gold, because the people that listen to what you're sharing and then secondarily come and see you walk through the process and show examples live and then go do it themselves, they're going to create success, because this is exactly how you build a business. This is exactly how to do it. So you couldn't give better advice to people, is the way I put it. You couldn't give better advice than what you're sharing right now.
And just to show that, because I'm all about getting 5x and 10x results in a very short period of time. Once you've done with ClickBank, that's just one marketplace. Then you can go into something like JVZoo or ClickShow or even, you know, the buyers. I actually did a recent one with a couple of hundred buyers from buyer leads from a Warrior Forum launch, I think it was. But there's so many of these marketplaces, and there's just an endless amount of traffic that you can go and siphon for your offers, for whatever the heck you're selling. And if you follow these steps that I've outlined, and if you attend the webinar, which I'm actually going to go real deep, dig in deep, and show you some of the numbers. I'm actually going to share with you live what's working now campaigns, just to blow your mind away, and just to share with you how cool and awesome I am, I guess.
No, just to share how just abundant and non-fearful of giving away your best stuff you are, and then really helping people, how true your intent is to just share the joy and the light that you have. So, man, I'm without words. I think this is a great place to just invite them to the training and let all this stuff absorb in. I mean, if you're reading, read this 3, 8, 20 times. If you're listening, do the same thing, because these concepts are war-torn. You know, I mean, they've been battle-tested, and they're exactly what works. So it's just getting them in your head and then doing them, and you will have a business. These things are transferable skills. So I don't want to take any more of your valuable time. You shared a tremendous amount, more than I ever expected. And with that, I just want to introduce people and say, guys, make sure you attend Shakir's webinar if you think that this is pretty good stuff. And I, as a marketer that's been doing this stuff for a long time, I'm getting that little buzzy feeling. This is awesome stuff. If you have that same feeling that I do, make sure you show up, because Shakir is going to take it to the next level. So the link to register and the date and time, we'll make sure that we have set by the time we make this this content available to you. Just make sure you register and you're there live, and it'll do a lot of good for your business. Shakir, man, I'm very grateful for you to come and share this. At this pinnacle, at this point where you're getting to that next level, and I'm excited to do it again when you get to the even next level, when you're at $33,000 a day. So just thank you so much for taking your time and sharing so much of yourself and what's really working just so freely. It's rare, very rare.
And thanks so much for bringing me out, you know. I really do these interviews, if you've noticed, Dagan. I don't really put out I mean, I guess I should put a lot more free stuff out there. But I have my funnels, and you know, it works pretty dang well. So I really do these interviews, and I think this is probably my third ever interview that I've ever done. So, and the first one was with you. So
I like it. Well, you know, that's my job, right? I mean, you're doing amazing things, and so it's my job also to bring you to light and make sure that people can learn from what you're doing, from your success. So I'm glad that I was able to help get you out and put you in the spotlight so people can really learn from you and get to know who you are, because you're crushing it, man. And you give value, like, on a level that so few do, and from such a transparent, authentic place that you're going to change lives in so many different ways just by continuing to be who you are. So I just appreciate you coming out and actually doing this webinar or doing this interview, and us discussing the webinar prior, and you saying, yeah, I'm down to do it. Let's do it. Let's make sure that your guys get the best. I'm just really grateful and appreciative, and it's gonna change lives.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Dagan. It's been an amazing long interview. And, you know, I just gave as much value as I could in these last 2 hours.
Awesome. All right, guys, read again, listen again, register and show up, and get ready to be blown away.